Good work. We're up to Shin Samach. We just skipped over the end of Shin and Tes because we had done it before with Leisach Moed. We're now up to Shin Samach. It's very geschmack. Sifim here, easy sifim actually. Very geschmack. We'll start off with a Maisa Shoya Kai Choya.
Shin Samach?
Shin Samach, yeah. Maisa Shoya Kai Choya. This goes back a number of decades in Eretz Yisrael on Rehov Strauss. They built it's called the gymnasium. I don't know, in Yiddish it's called the gymnasium. Not exactly what it is, but I was told the story. They built some type of educational, I don't know, center, a theater, I don't know what, or an exercise place on Rehov Strauss. And they, by accident, built this big building, I don't know, about a third of a meter, I guess about a foot or half a foot over onto the next guy's property. Unknowingly, they built this new building a few stories high, and then they realized afterwards that it was encroached on somebody else's property. Now, the neighboring property belonged to a younger man, and Bishum Oifin Chalila Vachas is he's going to allow his property to be a foundation, a support for this Makom Tiflum, Makom Trefus. So he's not going to allow B'Shem Oifin. They wanted to pay him off, and he didn't want, and he insisted that they should knock down the building. Now for them to knock down this building is millions of dollars loss, and he figured, well, knock down the building, start all over again, you'll have lost your chaychik for the project, and you'll be out of Yerushalayim. We don't need these things in Yerushalayim. So he went and he took them to court. That was the maisa to get them to knock down this building. I'll hold on to the maisa, we'll see the sif, we'll play it out, and then we'll see the outcome of this story. Remind me to get back to the story. All right, let's see the machaba. Starts off like this. The head of this klal of the sim is mitzal lagazon loshav exelav and main bashav reputa nishtanes bo yud sifim. All right, let's see. Sif alef kol agoizel. Anyone who steals is chayv lags exela atzmo. He's mechuyev to give back the actual exela. He can't say, okay, you know what? I stole. I'll give you back domim instead. No. You stole, you got to give back the chayfitz. You can't pay me off. Shenem aveshes of es agzela shagozal. Vim avda. However, if the item which was stolen is lost, or nishtanis, or changed, and we have a concept called shini koina, so it was nishtan in a way that it now was koina, so the gazan now owns the item. So instead, mishal antemer, he has to pay the value of the item, and he pays kishas agzela. And he pays kishas agzela, and that is that if he stole and it was worth 10, and later on it went up to, let's say, 15, and then it was nishtane, good, so now kumtois, he's not getting back the chavis anymore, so he has to pay like when he stole it, which was when it was worth 10. And this is true, bein shahidim mi piyatsni, whether he admits the guilt, whether he admits the crime that he stole, bein shabol of edim shagazal, or whether edim came and incriminated him and said that you stole. It doesn't make a difference. Means even though, let's say, legabi gneva, we know there's a chilek where the guy admitted he stole or not, but negate the kefal, but by gzela there's no difference, because gzela is never kefal, it's only karen, and by karen there's no difference if you admit, you're moido, or you have edim. Fine, so far so good. So you got to give back the chefetz. Everything is gishmak, right? Comes along. Afilu gazal koira ubana bebira gedoyla. I stole this beam of yours, and from there I built this building. Hoyal v'loy nishtane, since it wasn't nishtane, since the chefetz, this koira didn't change. Din toirahu abmidaraisa. The halacha is sheyaharois kol habinyan. You got to break down the whole binyan. You built this multi-million-dollar binyan. You stole my koira, which was worth $1,000. Tough. Give me my koira back, even if it's a foundation. Break your building and give me back my koira. And give me back my koira, because that's al pi halacha. As long as the koira is still ben, which it is, it's still in the binyan. If you look at it, it's right there. So you got to give it back. In fact, the Gemara has two amaroyim. It's a machloikis in the Gemara. Whether when the koira is in the binyan, is it no shina at all? That's the koira. It's still called the koira. Or do we say no? When it's in the binyan, maybe it lost its shame, and we would call it a shini Hashem. But it's not enough to be koina, because shini Hashem the hadar, shini Hashem which can go back, is not considered a shini. Since you could break the binyan, break the building and give me back my beam, and at that point it will be again called the Kaira, so that's called Shina Hashem Dahada, so you're not Kaina. Because it's not enough of a Shina. If it is a Shina, it's not enough of a Shina to be Kaina, so Midarai, so you got to break this building to return to me my Kaira. Aval, however, tiknu chachamim, Chazal made a special takana mepnei takanas hashavim. They were afraid that a person wouldn't be able to be oimid b'nisayin. You want me to break this multi-million dollar building because of your kaira? Forget it, I'm not returning the kaira. Go five. I'm not doing it. So because of takanas hashavim, they made a takana sheyenoisen estemel, instead of giving back the kaira itself, give back money, the loyafsid habinyan. And like this, you won't have to destroy your building. So it's a special takanas chachamim. This is what we call takanas meirish. Talking about meirish that he stole and he built in the middle. This kaira, this meirish, that's the takana that he doesn't have to give back the kaira. Instead, he has to pay money. So far, so good. Next step. Afilu gozal kaira. Even if he stole a kaira, he stole this beam. Va'asa besukai sachag, and he made it, used it as chach. And we bear a lock of an example from Prima Godim, Huadin, if you use it as part of the walls, if you hold that the walls have the same psulim, okay, or Zayla is a problem with other walls, you have to know. But good, he made it, let's simple, he made it, used it as schach, so now it's the middle of Yontif, you're using my beam as your schach, you're a ganif. So I'm coming to you and I say, give me back my beam. And in the middle of Yontif, I knock on your door and I say, give me back my beam. You can tell me you're not giving back my beam, but you'll pay me after Yontif, you'll pay me the price of the beam, and it's not a problem. However, if I come to you after Yontif and it's no longer Yontif, so you really don't need my beam for your sukkah, since the beam is still a beam, there's not a proper shinui, and you are not kveyit, it means you just put it as chach, you have it there, magzi as a kaira atzma, you have to give me back the kaira. If I come in the middle of Yontif, you pay me off. That's a takonis merish, you have this takona. Even though you're not losing multi-million dollars in your sukkah is only a few hundred dollars to begin with, it's not going to destroy your sukkah. But since it's Bishas Yontif, sukkah is oisolei diras keva, that is the dira, so it has a kvias to it. It's like as if you built it into your building, and just like if you build a merish in your building, we say we have a special takana, so in the middle of Yontif, the same thing. You need this kaira for your sukkahs, you need it for your mitzvah, memela. We made this takana, all you have to do is pay you off. But if I come to you after Yontif, then you just give me back the beam.
And if you make a shiva in this beam?
No.
So the sukkah is psula.
Why? Because it's gzela.
Right.
Oh, very good. So Shaila is, what's with sukkah gzula? So Teretz is, because of the takana, you now it's yours and you're yoytz in the mitzvah sukkah. How? How does that work? So it's a major problem amongst the achrenim how this works.
Says that
after Tavaya,
let's say he didn't, it wasn't Tavaya.
Yeah, then
that is definitely a possible.
I don't know if he comes. Okay, we'll get to it. You're touching on something you say this take. Okay, let's flesh this out. And we'll see. We'll get to Mami shortly. I should just say that since they made this takana, that all you have to do is pay me money, you yoytz the mitzvah, and not only that, the mishabru is mechadish by himself. Baruch Hashem, Koyche Gadol, and Tofrei Shlam and Zayin, the Mishabruz, Mechadar, Sivkan, Dezvav, that not only a Yoytze, you can even make a bracha. You even know, like other things, Mitzvah Baba, various, and Shinoi, and other things that you now let make a bracha. Here the Mishabruz says, no, this is better, Avadi Allah, to even make a bracha on such a sukkah.
Even though it's something which is unmedly saucer, right? It's not that the normal Chanis Merish was, he had a problem. The guy goes up his house. He has in the middle of the house, and you have to knock down the whole building to take apart the house to get this beam out. So there's takana, the pass, make a takana, the
right.
The guy's not going to do it. Here, the guy's going to take apart the sukkah anyway.
Right, after Yontif. Right. But during Yontif, I want my beam now. You could tell me, I need it for Yontif. So tough. I'll pay you off instead.
It's not
because
the guy needs it. The problem is...
He needs it. He needs it for Yontif. This is his chach.
We don't care if the guy needs it. The guy goes somewhere, if he goes into the guy's house and takes his hammer, he says, I need his hammer.
Tough, right.
It's not going to help.
We don't make a takana. But here, sukkah makes a kibini. Like, look at this man, Sivkan Dala. After sukkah bini narayu, like what's bothering you, mekoma koma mitzah koiva kol zayin yameyachak la'asayse kibini kavua, and has the same, it's eligible for the same takana as if you built it into your building. So you have a takana. So Nashad is, how does this work? What does it mean? How are yoytza? So obviously it was takanas chachamim. Now how does this takanas chachamim work? So the shaila amongst the achrayim was it hefka bezin hefka? And they say, well, it doesn't pass hefka bezin hefka because after 7 days you got to give it back. We don't make hefka bezin hefka for a short period of time. Or some say it's like a mechira, so it's a mechila lezman, it's a mechila lezman. They're much exactly how this thing works. But one thing you do see is that while it's in the building, while it's in your sukkah, your yaitzah, the mitzvah, it's yours. It's lechem for that time. The Avni Melum Be'etzim is, Avni Melum and Tzimuch Avches, asks that to the extent you're giving it back after Yontif, if you hold, like the sheet is, that the sukkah has to be yours. So let's say you're not a Gaza and say they allowed you to do it, whatever. It's still not yours. You don't own it. You got to give it back after Yontif. So if they give it back after Yontif, how are you yaitzah mitzvah sukkah? Has a problem. And the Grada, the Mishabru Grada says, I should just be myself, that the Ito, this whole din that you yaitza sukkah is only if you have a mind to pay. You have a mind to exercise this takonis chachamim, that I'll keep the meirish and I'll pay you instead. But if you don't have a mind to pay, you have a mind to give back the bim after sukkah, so you're not yaitza. Because then it's not yours. You got to give it back after yontif. So you're not yaitza. As I pass the Mishabru over the ends of Kantazayin. It's only when you have a mind to pay, so you're making this chalois takana, that you're going to keep the meish and instead pay. So, in fact, on the Meluim, a similar thing. What do you mean? But after Yontif, you're going to have to give back the beam. So, Kumtai said the whole time, now we know, I'm afraid, that the beam wasn't yours. How are you, Yaitza? Any mucha, that's any mucha.
What kind of a shovel they made? That isn't the person kind of right away, when he wants to do tshuva, he begins to do the tshuva.
Good.
It's not kind of because he wants to pay today.
If he doesn't want to pay, he's not koina. He has to want to pay. They only made it if he wants to pay.
Give me about sukkah. The guy goes and he builds a house.
Right. Right.
So at what point does it become his? When he decides.
At what point? When he decides that he's going to pay. When he wants to exercise this psak.
So till then, the conscience.
Right, it's a gzela. When he wants to do tshuva, and then he asks his rabbi, I got to return the thing, forget, I'm not done. The rabbi says, no, all you have to do is pay. Oh, pay, no problem, I pay. So the second he was makabula on himself to pay, that's when he's kind of the beam. And then you want to know when he actually has the key in Beishu's gzela, I guess when he pays, but.
When's the king? How's the there's no king
in that. It's in his chotza, I don't know who make a king in then. Can you gzela, the mafkiya hashava, hefka bezin hefka, we'll invoke.
Yeah, we'll
I don't know, chotza, we can.
No, chotza's not going to help him because he's already.
Yeah. Right, I know, but they were mafkiya that hashava. As they did, they mafkiya that hashava, they say you pay instead. So you mafkiya that hashava. So the fact of the moon, what's going on? If the sukkah is. He can take back the beam. If he takes back the beams, then it was never yaitza. Which is like what Mishra Brewer says, if he doesn't want. Oh, so they try to handle a kinyan lezman. That's what they try to do. Is there such a thing? A kinyan lezman, and it's ois, and that's enough for sukkahs. It's like a matama sahakse. They try to handle that. But there's a minchas pitim who wants to be mechadish, and the Divrei Chaim says the same thing. Minchas pitim, we see, and the Divrei Chaim is matono simin beis. He wants to be medayik from the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch. Obo balakara v'toiv'a b'tei chachag, he makes the tviya b'tei chachag, then the halacha is nois and lois tamer. So he wants a tainer that as long, everything's totally b'shas ha-tviya. If you're tviya during yontif, and at that point, you don't have a din to give back the kaira, only to pay, then it's yours loyalam. Then even now, after yontif, you don't have to give back the kaira. We have to do, it's already a psak. The psak was, he came to be teveyan, and the psak was, don't give back, just pay instead. That's a psak forever. It's hefka bezen hefka. It's only, aval achachag, only if he comes after yontif to be teveyan. Now, you don't need the meirish anymore, you don't need the kaira. Now you got to give him it back. But if you come during yontif, and I lodge a tvi, and now it's a chaleis psak, oh, no, we have this takana. Pay instead, that's the psak forever, and even after yontif, you don't have to give back.
It's not the tvi, it's what he decides to do. When the guy's face is not in the gate, the guy says a hir tshuva in the middle of yontif, so then the takana's meirish is chal right then.
They start handling what happens if the guy has that cheshbon. It's not so posh, I'll tell you why. Because they're coming from a ritva in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph, but that very same ritva, when he says this vart, is moisif. And the Miri says the same moisafo, and that is that if the nigzal tells the gazan, you know what? You're going to stiffen with this takonos chachamim with money. I want my beam. You know what? I'd rather wait. I'll wait the 7 days and then give me back the beam. Then he has a right to do that. He could say, fine, I'll wait to lift the yontif and now give me back my beam. So it's not up to the gazan, it's up to the nigzal. If the nigzal wants the beam now, psak, just give him money. But if the nigzal says, I'm willing to wait to lift the yontif, then taco will wait, and then lift the yontif, you got to give back the beam. And the Divrei Chaim wants to say, if the nigzal is willing to wait, then your taco won't be yaitzah the mitzvah.
Right.
Because now you have the Avni Melum's kasha.
Right.
Because in Kumtois, we never had the tekana, and Kumtois, only thing is that if he allows you to wait, so it's kilo like, I don't know, he's giving you a shush to use it. He's a shoyim, right. He's allowing you to use it. So you're not a gazan on it. It's only totally if you hold like by sukkah, you need more than, right? So my money almost only sukkah gzula is a problem. But if your gzula is not a problem, it just has to be shaloi, right? Some say you don't have to be shaloi, just gzula is a problem as long as you're shaloi, you're yaitza. Some say no, it has to be shaloi. So if you need shaloi, you want shayla won't we'll help you. But if you just need it not to be gzula, it's not gzula. He's willing to wait. He's allowing me to use
whatever
it.
Whatever way you say it, if he waits till after sukkah's to dorbeya, then he's still not yaitza.
If he waits till after, if he was never larger tefillin, he starts first after yontif to be tevea. So if he waits till after the end of tevea, then he gets back to chavitz. So then the shal is, how are you yaitza? Yes, maybe taki you're not. Maybe you're not. Unless you have Moshe's yaitza. Maybe the gazan himself had this tshuva and wanted to do tshuva during yontif, and then that's how somehow the takana was chal. But right, without the takana, you're not yaitza, it's a sukkah gzula. That's for sure. And
if you have the Ganav's claim, you can always give back. You can always give back the Kair. Even if the Ganav was claim on Sukkot,
right?
You can always give back the Kair.
No.
Shavakaz,
oh, maybe went down in price. He already built it in his building, and now he's taking it out. Maybe went down in price.
Okay.
So he won't be. If it's not the same value as he stole, it's not enough Shavakaz. It'll have to be Moses.
Yeah, but maybe it's his only claim of that Shas Maisa, so as if he has the claim the rest of the Gazelle.
Whatever it is, he'll have to get, right. And the
chanami. His chiv gazela comes from a shas when he takes it.
So correct.
Whatever value was then.
Correct. Whatever value was then. Now, what would be? Let's go back to.
So he can't come and say, "Here's the money for it." In the middle of Yom and Chol Moed, he can't come and say.
Force the nigs out? No, the nigs can say, "I'd rather wait."
The nigs says
that. Right, and if the nigs says he'd rather wait, then he has a right to wait. Or if the gazan says he's not interested in paying, like the other case, then he's also not yaitza, and in the middle he'll have to give back to Bimi after Yom Tov. Either way, it means you need it to be a chal this takono. And then once it's chal, so they want to answer on them looms kashub. Shai zanim loom nem don't keep be al tefka beznev because you're giving it back after yontif. They say no. If you were tevei during yontif, then it's chal lo ilam, and you could have tefka beznev. Then you don't give it back after yontif. That's how they age.
But the zavah is a chiddush because all the time the kanas marish was the guy with no tevei period.
If there's no tevei period, then you have to know how to work that out. Yeah, you gotta.
I'm saying it's all the time the kanas marish is for
the achrenim mucher. What's going to be if there's no tevei? What do you do then? Because the Lukhari, the niggas can't force it on the Tevei, the Gaza can't force it on the niggas, so yeah, we're going to have this problem. What would be, let's go back to a regular case. What would be if I stole your beam and I built it into my multi-million-dollar building and then lied that this building fell down? Do I have to give you back the beam?
As you said, it fell in price. It's shiny.
No, the building fell. The building fell. No, it was not as a machine. It just went down in the market. The phase construction is low now, so the prices of wood went down. But now the building fell, so now I don't have this problem that if I'm being says a binyan, I'm going to have to, who knows what, lose so much money.
We need the rest of the story. We need the whole story up here. What happened? Was the guy today?
Oh, so that's what it should be totally on. If the guy wasn't tevei and he waited till after the building fell down, so now give back the beam. Now you don't have the problem. But if the guy was tevei while the building was up, and now it's a chaleis psak, that no, you could keep it and just give back money. So now even if the building fell down, you could keep it and just give back money. That's what the Divrei Chaim says. It's the same cheshvan. It's coming the same sort. Okay, fine. So now we know. If you stole something, you got it, it's tevei, it's chaleis psak, you own the chefetz, and you just have to pay. And what do you pay? You pay Zakhtar Chas Mishpat, he brings that from a true Tzri Yankov or something. You pay like the time when you were kaveyed in a binyan. Because when was the takana really come from? It starts from when you were kaveyed in the binyan. I stole it at 10. Let's say the price went up to 11. And then I installed it in my building. And now let's say it's worth 15. And now I'm being tevei you, and it's within the building. So you don't have to knock down the building. So how much do you pay me? He says you pay 11. When you stuck it into the building, that's when the takana kicks in. That's when Chazal said, we don't want you to break the building, so that's when the takana kicks in. Right, so really I should have only paid 10.
Right.
But really this thing is really be'en. The chev is be'en, not to pay me domem. Give me back my koyer. Midaraisi, you have to give me back the koyer and break your building. No, but Chazal made a takana that don't break the building and pay me. When is it passed? Don't break the building. Only ones that got into the building. When you were conveyed in the building, then we have the takana. Don't break it and give me money. So when was that? That was when it was at 11, when you put it into the building.
It doesn't fit in with what you said before. It should be b'shas tfiyah.
No, because b'shas tfiyah, it's chal the takana from the time when you set it into the building. That's when the kviyas was. So that, the marshal. Let's go back to sukkah. Same thing by sukkah. What happens if I don't know, everyone has a different star. Some people build their sukkahs on Pesach, some people build their sukkahs like every sukkahs. You know, they're different. But let's say you built a sukkah before sukkahs, and now the nigzal comes to you before sukkahs and says, give me back my kayer. What's the halacha? Does he get, it's not sukkahs yet. I want my kayer back. He says, when do you have a shulchan aruch which says that sukkahs, I can keep it. And the nigzal says, not sukkahs yet. Zok to chuvis maram shek, and arachayim shun kaf aleph. And Minchas Pitum says the same thing, is that you still have the takana. Once I built it into my sukkah, if you're going to ask me for the kayer back, you're breaking my sukkah. Sukkah, I need that sukkah for the mitzvah sukkah. I don't know, it doesn't say any time. The guy builds a sukkah more than 3 days before, Pasha, same thing. As long as you mayachin it four sukkahs, you did it lishma four sukkahs, you need it for your sukkah, so that's it. So now it's called the takana. So now, it's only if you come after sukkah. The Machav doesn't mention either way. Machav says, Toi chakag or achakag. Right. So the sukkah is, yeah, the sukkah, I need that sukkah for yonder. That sukkah is kaveh. Everything is told to be shasta kviya bibinyan. All right. Good?
Okay. We have a shadow of the Gemara of the Kama, when the first broke, Kavri Shasya.
Good.
Right,
if you made it, if it went up, so then you need another mice exhaler. Right, and see if it's yeah, Gavaldi.
Okay, so the point of what you're saying right now, you don't have to come out and say new mice exhaler.
Why?
When he can't make that shove anymore,
right?
Not new mice exhaler. Till now it was the end.
Right.
So you have to give back the thing, the end.
Good.
Now it's time for Bishasya. Now he can't give it back anymore. Be'en.
Right.
So now the key is
No, that I'm asking normally is Kishas Exela. But here I'm saying Chazal, when they made the Takana, they didn't say, don't give it back, and now let's fall back on the regular cloud color, Gazam Shalom Kishas Exela. They said, make a purchase instead. They said, instead of giving back the Exela, you could buy it, Hefka, Bez, and Hefka, you could keep it, but pay for it. So the reason why you're paying now is not because you stole yesterday. The reason I'm paying now is because you just bought it. You bought it now because of the takana. When Chazal said, pay instead of the kaira, they just made you a kaina, made you a buyer, and so pay for it. So that's when you bought it. You bought it when you put it into the building.
Why don't we say it was taka was a kinyan, the kinyan gazelle of lives? That kinyan gazelle, I'm
asking you, could say, I'm just telling you what the Arkos HaMishpat said. I'm asking you could have said it, just they took away the Ashava, it's like a Shino Yaza, and now it comes out. Now you go back to the regular car called Gan Ramacham Shas Exela. I'm asking to that. All right.
Sukkah is really not
kavua. Correct. It's not kavua. You're not $1 million sukkah. Big deal. Take the kavua out. It's not even built in, right? We're talking about when it was not bona betit. So it's a beam. It's a loose beam. Just pick it up and give it and put it in. Buy a different schach instead. Right. Right. So it has the same binyan. So the melech gave the same din as whatever the takana was. Maybe to allow you to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, maybe.
But a week before sukkah, which doesn't have a
pasuk. No, because again, I made it for sukkah.
It doesn't have
that special
gezekosin yet.
The gezekosin for all right. I'm just telling you, I'm shik and I'm in kaspitim. All right, fine. Let's go where I'm headed to. Let's see this from Ma. Gozel karka.
Right.
But Mekar just says tavei b'techag lafukei achachag. But he doesn't discuss koyde machag.
Exactly. It could be
you
can say the tefach also.
Could be.
He has no
eggs,
so tefach
is partially. Right, and I see. I'm just telling you, Maramshik and I'm in Kaspitim. Good. And I, once I'm at Maramshik, I'll throw in another thing. Maramshik holds that even an Isha, who's not Matsuva on Sukkis, still will have the same thing. If an Isha steals and builds her sukkah with it, since Ladidan, our Noshim and Noig, that they try to keep Mitzvah Zechas Mangrama, they'll make the Takana for her too. She's a machmas, yes.
She steals it, but she's a
machmas. Yeah, but it's the first time you heard someone steal from mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem.
And
the Shama Taira. Baruch Hashem.
It's a board on the ground. I think it's Hefker, and I come and take it. And the guy said, no, that was my board.
Okay.
Once
finish
from that, even though it's a mitzvah
for you,
she has.
I don't know what she has.
She has no mitzvah. She can make a bracha. She
ain't a mitzvah. Grad is makleik is a rishonim. She can make a bracha. We asking that she makes a bracha, okay, but it's ain't a mitzvah vaisa. I don't think it's mitzvah kiyum. It's ain't a mitzvah vaisa. It's an Indian. So that the ears, where's the kitshanu? The stomach kasha. Where's the kitshanu? No one asked her to do it. Not the Rebbeinu Shulam asked her to do it. Not Chazal asked her to do it. The ears are kasha. Shekram says v'tzivanu. V'etgabetin. It's a mitzvah kiyum. I don't even think it's mitzvah kiyum. That's what you want to say. Yeah, I think it's less. It's an Indian. All right. Shine. Let's see the Ramah. That's where we're headed to. You ready? Zok the Ramah Hagot. However, gozel karka, if someone steals karka, bono ole binyonim gedoilim, and built massive structures on top of this karka, tzarech lister hakol. Here you got to break the entire building, ulahoshev karka labayalim, and return the karka labayalim, to laosu takonis hashavim bekarka. Because they never made a takonis hashavim bekarka.
So
we have to know why. So I'm going to tell you Shia Da'ilam seven different reasons, at least seven different reasons why there's a chiluk between the Alta and Karka, and there's many nafkaminas between them. But this is the story. The story I started off with, remember this story, we're going to get this totally on the reasons, was that the guy that they built a gymnasium on Rehov Strauss, and by accident they built it a little over their property line, and the younger man next door, Bashum Eifen, is not allowing these tzayonim to use his property to build the gymnasium. Get out of Yerushalayim, break your building, and get out of here. So you open up Shulchan Aruch, and I'm right. They're going to say, what do you mean, takana? Takana is merish. He says, very nice, but the Ramah state, not like that. Ramah says, by kaka, we don't make this takana, and you got to give me back my piece of land, even if it means millions of dollars of hefset by breaking your building. Good? Fine. So let's understand what is going on. Where does this come from? So Ramah tells you already, whoever made these tziyun over there, it's coming from Rabbeinu Yeruchim. You're looking at Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, ken kosef ha-go'inim b'tshuva. Where's this tshuva? If you look up, it's a tshuva, it's a go'inim, in Shari Tzedek and Chelik Dalet Sharvov Simin Yud Aleph. However, he doesn't explain why. What's going on? Why not? It's $1 million of loss. What's the chilik? It's the same loss. What's going on? They made a tekona here, they should make a tekona there. What's the chilik? So you look in the Taz, the Sma says something here which everyone jumps to, don't make whatever. It's not even understandable. Ain't no moving. Everyone says ain't no moving. The words of the Taz, the Sma doesn't clap. But the Taz says, look in the Taz, Vinira Atam. The karka ain't an exelus, because karka is not an exelus. A memela, because karka is not an exelus, ubal kochoi yovoi achakak lidei hashava. But the less, Bray, certainly at one point in time, he's going to have to return to me this piece of land. The mutsuyim hain bale Israel lipol, because even bale Israel will eventually fall. Even let's say tzayinim, eventually they're going to fall. Memela, they're going to eventually have to give me back this piece of land. They never made a takana b'chai gavna because they know eventually the guy could get back his piece of land. By these beams, they could get rotten, or they could get burnt. They're never going to come into hashava. Now not, because you're going to fight me, you're a Bali Zroya. And even though later on when the Bali Zroya fall, by that time might be too late, the beams will be already rotted, the beams will be already burnt. Mamela b'chai gavno, they made a takana, because I may never get my chafetz back anyway. So b'zai, b'zai, just accept domem instead. But by karka, where I know for sure I'm eventually going to get back my karka, today, tomorrow, next year, eventually I'm going to get it. Mamela never made the takana. I say taina tatas. Eigenavart. All right. Problem is that there is geshmak maybe by Meirish, but what do you do by Sukkah? Sukkah is for 7 days. After 7 days, you got to give him back this beam. So we made the takana. Why? Because he may never get back this beam. What do you mean? It's seven, just wait 7 days. I'll get back my beam. After Sukkah, you got to give me back my beam, right? So if that's the case, and even during Sukkot, you should have to give me back my beam. Why do we make a takana during Sukkot? It will be the same case by a building or like karka that I know I'm going to get it in 7 days from now. Then Nevada, we won't make that takana. So why am I making takana by Sukkah like the Taz? I mean, once they made it, so that was a gedda, a loy plug. Okay, fine. I'll accept that. Fine. That's a pshat in the Taz. Let's go. There's another pshat. There's a Chuvus HaRashba on Chelik Gimel Kuf Pei Ches. He also makes this chilik. So, and this is his lashon, like Amru Sheyimka Zees Shaloi VeYashchis Nachlasai. They only did it by metalton, but by karka, like Amru Sheyimka Zees Shaloi VeYashchis Nachlasai. He doesn't really explain, but it sounds like is that because karka is very choshev, it's my nachlas, my legacy, my inheritance, it's a thing that I stay with forever. They never made this that you could force me to sell my nachla. Okay, I'll give up my beam, I'll give up my tape recorder, I'll give up whatever, I don't know what it is, whatever you need to for your building that you built in, my screw, fine. But my karka, you're forcing me to lose my anima, I should sell you my karka, which is my nachla. That they never did. V'yimka v'yashka says nachlasai. All right, that's a Chuvus HaRashba. If you look in the Bi'ah Agra, seems that there's a different shot. The Bi'ah Agra in Sif Katan Hey very innocent Bia Agra. He says, Ayin Taisis Tadivovim Medalev Divri Maschul Kol. Very edel. What is this Taisis? The Taisis Bava Kama. Look at the Taisis Bava Kama. Taisis says like this. Taisis about Shvach Gzela. I stole metaltolin, and the behema grew wool, the shvach had milk or whatever grew. The halacha is that even though min ikah hadin, I would have to give back the shepsela with her wool. But takana, they allowed the gazlan to keep the shvach as takanas hashavim. Zog Taisis, they only made this takana by metautlin and not by karka, because karka is ein an exelis. Since karka is not an exelis, they never made the takana there. Vaisais from the Goin, just like Taisis was mechalik between benegetra takana of shvach between metautlin and karka, because karka is ein an exelis, so too by the takana of meirish, this takana, the same thing. Metautlin will make the takana, by karka, which is ein an exelis, we won't make the takana. Okay, so now we have to understand what is the pshat in Taisis. Why? Because karkas end in exile. Didn't they make the takana? And that's the machlokes rishonim. There's machlokes Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz and Taisis Harosh had a touch up Taisis. If you look, Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz and Bava Metzia Daf Tezvav Med Aleph. I know it's not in Bava Kafa, but luchayz in the Shitas of Taisis. He says like this: Davka by Metalton and they made the takana, because let's play this out. If you're not gonna make the takana, the guy's not going to want to lose his shvach. The guy's going to say, I'm going to have to give back the shvach too. I worked hard for it. I sheared the wool. I waited till the animal grew this wool. I won't do tshuva. What will I do instead? I'll shech the animal. I'll sell it off. No one will ever know. They'll never catch me. So pshat is, since it's metaldim, which I could be mavriach, I could be malim from the bailim, I could be matzniyit, you can never catch me on it. I mean, that's what I'll have to do instead of doing tshuva, instead of giving it back. So therefore they said, better do tshuva. We'll let you keep the shvach, just give back the principle, give back the shepsalah, and like this you'll have tshuva. Mashenk and karka, which is ein and exelus, which means mitzias is ein and exelus. Forget halacha. You can't steal karka and run away with it. It's always there. There's no way for you to hide. There's no way to run, no way to hide. You're never going to be able to take this chefetz away from me. So memela, what are you going to say? If I don't allow you to keep the shvach, you're what? You're going to... Mavriach the karka, you can't anyway. So memela, since I can get back the karka, you can't do anything. So we never made the takana. So bizarre. If you want to apply that chilik here, you're gonna have to say the same thing. The avdafka by metaltan, you could be matznia, you could be mavriachet. That they made a takana. Meshenken bekarka, you can't be mavriachet. They never made the takana. And rather, the levush taka says it. The levush over here says that that's a chilik between metaltan and karka. That by karka doesn't pass the halacha, because karka, since you can't run away from it, we don't need to make a takana sashavim. You bakarka, you're gonna have to be meshavit. There's no way to hide it. So you're gonna, but the last break, you're gonna have to make a shavis gzeil on it. The problem is that the shtick of modna, bishlomo by shvach, I understand very geschmack. But over here, certainly by meirish, that wasn't a pshat. By meirish wasn't pshat because we're afraid you're going to run away with the meirish. Let's play it out. Till you put it into your building, so modna zak, till you put it into your building, they never made the takana. Give me back my beam. Once you made it into the building, you built it into the building, so now they said that if we're going to cause you to give it back, you have to break down your building, millions of dollars of hafzedim, so we never did that. So what does that mean? So you won't break the building, right? So there's no way for you to hide the kaira either. What are you going to do to the kaira? To the extent you're willing to break the building and run with the kaira and sell it to somebody, then give it back to me too. Elam, my kozman, it's in the building. You're not going to break the building. So if you're not going to break the building, there's nothing to do because you're going to be mavriachit. No, but he already did it. He already put it into his building. It's right now. It's Kozman, he didn't put it in the building. There's no problem. He put it into the building, and now he's coming to do tshuva. He wants to know, Rabbi, how do I be made sure to say, I can't break my building? So what should the rabbi tell him? The rabbi should tell him, you got to get back to Kari and break your building. You can't be mavriach. What's the problem?
So the guy
is
a
shepsel,
so the rabbi should tell him.
But
I don't want to give back shvach. It's too much for me. I won't be. I'm a benisayim.
Same thing is over here. It's lav dafka the person who got stolen from knows where his kair is.
Right.
So it's the same. It's the same. It's the same logic. It's the same way that the person's psychological is not going to be able to give back the shvach. And that's going to deter him from giving back the shepsel.
So he won't tell anyone, the rabbi now knows, whatever. But
yeah,
let's say...
Yeah. The guy,
so he doesn't know where it is, and it's in...
The building site, it takes a 2x4, right? Does anyone know where that 2x4 was?
Okay, so you're telling me that we don't know where it is right now. Okay, fine. Very good. So that's...
Well, it's different. Even though we do know where it is, he's keeping him a brick.
How can he be a brick? What do you do?
What are you going to do?
That wasn't what that he's a Baal Zraya. Now you're working in the Taz type of a pshat.
You cannot hide it. Inside.
Well, here too you cannot hide it. I see it's in the building. Tough. Let me take it. I'm going to take it right now. Get the sheriff down. We'll take the car out of your building.
Knock down the building.
Knock down the building. Take the car. You have nowhere to hide it. You can hear me, Mavrika. It's stuck in the building. To the extent you could take it out of the building, they would never made the tikkun in the first place. They only made the tikkun because it's stuck and you can't get it out. All right. So that's Rabbeinu Peretz with the Lavosh. The Taisa the Rosh says a different shot. Taisa the Rosh over the Bavantia and Taisvava Miralev says a chiluk between metalton and karka, it's a lomdish chiluk, and that is metalton is nixelos and metalton is really koina bishinoi. Gzelos nictam bishinoi, like we mentioned before. Karka, which is ein and nixelos, is not nictam bishinoi. Came along Chazal and said by Shvach, Shvach is a shinoi, but the shinoi dehodar. Because the second you share the world, you're back to the shapsel of the way it was at the beginning. A shini dehada is not koina. It's a shini chayza is not koina. So the Teis Rosh in Lamdis, Chazal made a shini chayza as if it's not chayza. They said, you have a shini here, it's chayza, because you could share the world. We're going to say, because at the Kana Shavan, we made your shini, your chayza, into a shini, she'ene chayza, and now you're koina b'shini. Now you have a kinim b'shini, and that's why you can keep the chayvitz and keep the shvach. That could by metaltalin. But by karka, it doesn't pass that. Because if you have karka and it grows trees, so we're going to say that it's the shina hachoyza, and we'll make it as if it's shina hachoyza. Make it a shina hachoyza. But karka is in an exelus. You're not going to be shina. You don't have a kinyan in karka to begin with. There's no kinyan exel in karka. So it doesn't pass, the whole thing doesn't start. Takana Zeshavim is the sibas hatakana. But what was the gedah hatakana? The gedah hatakana was, they made as if it's a shina. Karka is in an exelus. The shina doesn't pass. So it's like the Teis Rosh. Mela who sold to over here the same thing. Takanis Merish, they made this Shini Hashem, which is normally Chayza. Right? Once it's built in the building, it's not called the Kaira. I take it out of building, I can get back to be called the Kaira. They made this Shinoi, this Kaira, even though it's a Shini HaChayza, they made it as if it's Shini and HaChayza, and they gave you a Kinin Shinoi. Mashenkin by Karka, which is Ainin Exel, so you can't be Kaina Bishini, it doesn't pass the whole thing. Avada, they may have wanted to do a Takanis Hashavim, but the Gedder was it's a Shini, and Shini doesn't work by Karka, because Karka is Ainin Exel. Mamela, that's why you're not Kaina. I cut off the wall, so now I get it back to a bald sheep like it was to begin with. So now it's a shina because I'll give back the sheep.
Correct. So shvach is really a different thing. The shadow of the shvach being kinda
right.
Is really.
Well, I can't be kind of shocked without the shepsa. This shepsa is a shepsa which is chayza libriyasa. It's chayza to the way it was.
Yeah, it's not a shina in the behemoth itself. The fact that you took off the wood was still a sheep. Nothing happened to the sheep.
Right, correct. And here too, by the marriage, I brought it out of the building and nothing happened to the car either. I got it back to the wood.
The shadow is you made a shina. The only the shina plays a little briyasa, right? So that's it's the same being. So
right.
It's even less than that. Over there, because it's a kriya shame. Shadow is just a kriya shame.
Correct. And the shame went back to the old way, right?
Correct. So there's no shina in this thing itself. So
now.
It's called a kriya, now it's called a marriage. That's what happened.
And it went back to a kriya, whatever. Go ahead.
Right, that's what it is. So there, it's the kana, just like you say, there's a shina, faizal, shina, which is not faizal briyasa, there's a kinyan. So they make this shina, which is a faizal briyasa, like a permanent shina.
Good. Right.
The regular shina.
But and by marriage you can't say that?
That's by marriage, you can say that.
No, forget it. Was saying it by Shrach. Tejra said by Shrach, and I'm applying it. I mean, the Goyin is making the two shelter. Forget it. If you say it by Shrach, then Kolchik can over here.
You need to understand that Svara by Mayrish.
Okay, so Adrav, so Kolchik, Madoch, he says over there. Oh, but the problem is that it's not so poshut. Because I said before, the Gemara Bava Kama and Samach Zayim and Aleph has a Makalekas and Meroyim, if by a Kaira, when it's built in the building, if there's a Shini Hashem, just Chayza, because you could break the building. Or even when it's in the building, still called the Kaira, and there's never a Shini Hashem to begin with. So, Bishlam, if you hold like, I think it was Rav Yosef, that's a Shin Hashem HaChoyza. So, yes, and he made it as if it's not Choyza, and you're Koina. But if you hold that while it's in the building, it's still called a Koina, there's no Shini at all, so it doesn't pass the old Taisa Rosh's Pshat. It passes only by Shvach, and that's where Yitaka says it. But to apply it over here, which is what the Goyin's trying to do, L'chay, it shouldn't work. And it's a Daikik to say they made something that's not even a Shini at all, as if it's a Shini. That's what Ezra Hatzion said. Ezra Hatzion said, you make a shina achayza as if it's not chayza. But to say that it was never a shina to begin with, that he never said. All right. That's another pshat. So that's a third and a fourth pshat. Let me share with you a fifth pshat, which I would have said, I thought it was pashit, and then I saw the Rishayim not like me, I don't know. But I thought it was pashit, and that's probably what you meant as well, is that they made this kinyan, this takana, when something is nigzelis, a ganef has kinyan nigzel in it. Benegeya to Gershini Koine, benegeya to Yischai Boinzim, benegeya to Zampashus Abailam, the Bailam can't be Makdashit. He has kinyonim in the Chayfetz. It could be negeya to the Bailam have a right, it's Makleikis Nasivis with himself, he says himself, whether the Nigzal could be Moichel the Gzela. I can't be Moichel my shirt to you, but if you already stole my shirt, now I might be able to be Moichel my shirt, right? You have kinyonim in it. When you already have kinyonim, means it's a quasi kinyon, it's already half yours, so Chazal could say, you know what, don't make a hashava, and just keep it. We'll take away the hashava, and now you're left with the chevetz and you own it. But karkas which ain't an exelis, and you have no kinyonim at all, it's still 100% the bailim's, wherever it is, it's still the bailim's, and it's nothing, I will take away the hashava. So what? It's still the bailim's. It never left the bailim's, it shows, how does it pass the old takana? They only made it takana if it's already almost yours. Okay, they just not, you know, another broke the camel's back and now it's completely yours. But if it was never yours to begin with, in an exiles at all, I bet they didn't make the takana. That's what I would have said. And I'm gonna want to suggest that maybe that's what the Rashba meant. Maybe that's what the Rashba meant. Lo Amr Shim Kazesh Alive Yashna Klaus like Bishalaim by Matatalin, which is already half out of the Bailam Zushos. No, they made the takana not to have a hashava. But they never made a takana that you have to sell me the item. It means they made a takana that the ganav doesn't have to give back the item. But they never made a takana that the nigzal has to sell the item to the gazlan. So by karka, which was never left the bailam's rishus, they never forced him to sell the item. By metalton, they made that the gazlan doesn't have a hashavah. Mainly he's left with the item. How much the shivish rate is, I think Rabbi Chodin, is how does shini work? I own the chayfetz, got my gazan, I already have kinyonim. No, I have a chiva shava back. Shini takes away the chiva shava. Mela, I'm left with the item. It means, Batim, I fundamentally have kinyonim in there. So they took away the hashava, but they never forced the Balaam to sell something that's not theirs. That they never did. Baruch Hashem, I found the truest Ursa Meach in the Chelik Beis Min Yalav. Mamish says it's Pshat. He doesn't quote any of the other Pshatim that he said, you know, from Rishonim, but he says that that's Pshat. Maybe that's Pshat and Taisis too, Kakein and Exelis. If you didn't start with any kinyonim, it's nothing yours. I didn't make a tekon to make it yours. All right. I'll tell you a sixth Pshat. This already is Zakot Tekon. But the Gemara in Bava Kam and Tzadi Hei holds as a klal gadol, that the Chazal never made takonas hashavim when the chayfetz is be'en. They're only make a takonas hashavim if the chayfetz is anyway not be'en, and now you chayv domim, so they might patter you from domim. They might do something, but if the chayfetz is be'en, they would not make a takonas hashavim. In fact, the Gemara, Harei Meirish, you see, Faket, they made a takonas Meirish over here, even though the chayfetz is be'en, and they said you don't have to give back the chayfetz. And for the Gemara, Kevan de ikip seida de bira, since there's a pseida that you're going to lose the binyan, shaviva rabbonon kidalesa. The rabbonon made it as if it's not be'en. When you built it in this building, since if you have to tear down this building, it's millions of dollars of seidim, they viewed it as it's not around. Because it's taka not around. The only way to make it around is if you lose $1 million. That's not around. So they made it as if it's not around, and the mela they made the takana. That's the Gemara. But they will never make the takana if it's be'en. So I want to know, I just balabatish, I understand you have a koyer built in a building, it's part of a structure, it's one of a million items in the structure, it's in the structure, maybe it has a shame, maybe it doesn't have the shame, but it's part of the building, I can hear it's commander lesser. But we're going to say, your carcass commander lesser, that the land doesn't exist, so your building is flying in free space. Your building's on my carcass. I see the carcass. It's choshev. It's near Leinayim. Everyone knows that your building's on my carcass. Well, how are they going to make its commander lesser? Carcass poof is not there? I don't understand the mitzvah, Shabbat. I can hear it, but it's much more difficult to say that Karka is commander lesser. I think Balabatej, that could be a reason why, but Karka never made a takana, because they will never make a takana as Hashavim if the chayfetz is be'en, only if it's lesser. And by the kaira is be'en, but they made it as if it's not be'en, because you're going to lose the building. So it's like tuffle to the building, it's built in the building, it's bottled to, it's not there. But the Karka, you're going to say, the Karka is bottled to the building, so the Karka is not there? So your building is just freestanding? It's floating in space? I know, because it's part of the building. It's built into the building. So I see a building. I don't see a kaira. But here, I see a building. I don't see land. It's, yeah, it's sitting on my land. Right? I don't see the land.
It's a,
all right, fine. I'm just saying Abala Batish. All right, fine. Seventh prat is the Chuvus Mabit. The Mabit says in Chelek Gimel Kuf Mem Gimel, his case was there was a shul next to Reuven. Yitzchok, this is good for you. There was a shul next to Reuven, and Reuven was extending his house. And he went on vacation, and his builders decided to really do a good job, and they extended his house a half an amma onto Shul's property. So they moved the wall, and he came back, and he sees Ayvein, he already built a building. So the Shul tells him, very nice, so break the building and give me back the land. See, Tain is break the building, it's millions of dollars worth of Efsedim, I can't do that. So the Shul says, look, you took my land, you're going to have to pay us kifle kiflayim, as I think the Loshanim a bit. Even that, I think they weren't even merutzofa, they weren't, I forgot. They Bishumah even didn't want to handle with this guy. And they came with it from a reason, because Shul, it's Hegdish Dekah property, we can't have, who's here? This, the Rabbi Yishom can sell Hegdish, but none of us can sell Hegdish. We can't even, if you wanted to buy it, we can't even want to sell it to you. That was the Jewish Mabit. So that was the Shaila. So the Jewish Mabit. He says that Hayoyis, Reuven was on vacation, and the Benoyim built the building without his knowledge. Memel b'chay gavna, you will have this takana. I, the Goyinim, say that Ramah Paskin, we all make that takana. Says, no, the reason why Kaka was different is because you're over an extra lab of Lisasa Gvur Reacha. It's a special lab in the Torah. You're even, besides from Gzeli, you're even extra lab. As that, for as that mensch, we're not going to make a takana. But since in this case, Reuven Nebuch, what should he do? He had to go on vacation. He needed it for his wife. But not for him, of course. For his wife, he needed the vacation. So what should he do? He had to go on vacation. So now, he came back. His benayim did it. It was done. Shaloi b'yidiyosei memele, he says, Allah, he was not even over l'sasa gvaracha. I don't know, maybe he was over b'sheke. Maybe it's ancient because of his benayim did it. He didn't do it. Memele, since he was not over this extra lab, l'sasa gvaracha, b'kai gavno, the goyim were not mechalek, and they will have it akona of Mavish. So you see in the Mabit is that the reason why Kaka is different is because the guy was able to sasa gvurach, an extra love in the Torah. And that's why it's Cholok.
Where did
Mabit see them? Ruch HaKodesh. No, I'll even add fuel to the fire. Is we paskin all the shenim said and shenayin vav sif aleph is that this extra level of satzak v'reacha is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So to come out, this whole halach of the Ramah is in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, maybe the Mechaber lived near Eretz Yisrael, but the Ramah lived in Krakow. I mean, why is he writing this? He should tell you it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Krakow, not in Poland, or what's going on. L'chayr, it sounds like the Ramah, this halach is all over. Mabit lived in Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember. I think he lived in Mitzrayim. Mabit lived in Mitzrayim together with the Radvaz. He said, I'm not even sure, maybe his story was in Eretz Yisrael. Huh? Mabit was also in Eretz Yisrael? He was on the Bezdin with the Radvaz in Mitzrayim. I guess, I don't know, that was in Eretz Yisrael? Later on he went? Right, he signs on the Tshuva Nafkas Reichas. You mean he must have, I mean that's when he was on the Bezdin. Oh yeah, fine. So he was in Eretz Yisrael, good. But Ledidan, the Ramah, I mean this doesn't work. It doesn't stem. The Aruch HaShulchan takes this. Every time I want you, Metalton, I'll just take it and pay for you.
It's building construction. So there's a price anyway for it.
Metalton, you think what? I could get somewhere else and I could replace it, you mean?
Anyone that wants to take the build, I want to build.
Yeah, but what's it? You have a unique heirloom. I don't know. You have the Masham's Becher. So I'm going to want that. So what I'll do is I'll steal it and just pay you? In the building. Okay, so I want the Masham's Kair that he had in his house. I want it in my house. I'll steal it. And Kak is more unique. Okay, fine. The Maisa of the Aruch HaShulchan says, because of the Mabit, who are din, if I steal this karka from you, and I don't build the building, I sell it to an innocent, naive buyer, he doesn't know it's stolen, and then he builds the building, and then all of a sudden the nigzo pipes up, give me back my karka. Hey, I don't know who you are, and it's determined, yes, it belongs to the nigzo, the whole thing was stolen. He says, we will not force the buyer to break his building, because the buyer is innocent, he did it unknowingly, like this Mabit type of asara, that we don't have it in B'chai Gavna. The Mabit is a pillow.
Isn't that situation, it's his responsibility to make sure that he buys something that's actually the guy?
He He tried. He did due diligence. He called up the title company. He tried. It didn't work. Gatenish. It didn't work. The ma'isa is that harbi chokum alam habit mishlabel melech says ain nirmli dvar of klal. Many achrenim August mabit. It's chosam and asef, and it's a. Anyway, it's going like, the kids is not going like the Shana we were discussing before anyway. It's Pasha, it's not the Pshat. But let's get back to our story. So he came to Rehov Strauss, and he wants them to break this gymnasium. Because you're on a half a foot or a foot of my land, you better break this gymnasium. And they say no. So it's totally under Pshatim. If we go like all the Pshatim Chutzim Nemabit, L'chari, the younger man is gerecht. He could say, break your building and give him back my karka, because Beshuris Adin, that's what you got to do. You got to give him back my karka. No, Takonis Meish, they've never made a Takonis Meish by karka. It's an exelis, it's Bal Yisrael will say Filippo, whatever it is. But if you learn like the Mabit, that if they were innocent and he did it unknowingly, so B'chai Gavin, that the builders did it unknowingly, let's assume that the Tzayinim didn't realize that stealing a half foot of the guy's land. So Memelo, they could tainu, we have the Takana. Only time you didn't have the Takana was because the natural Lissasa Gvurecha. It is Eretz Yisroel, rather. But it is also Lissasa Gvurecha. But we did it unknowingly. So Memelo passed the other Takana. And Memelo, we should be able to keep the building. And all we have to do is pay for the value of that extra foot of land. So chayyah, it's going to be that machlekes. If I say it's the tiyonim passing like the mabir, because the sefer shaldava leider, what they did was, is after the younger man started a lawsuit against the tiyonim, they assassinated him and mamela, no more court case. Very simple answer. It was ma'aseh shaldava, it's about 30, 40 years ago, they just killed him.
What, they were worried about the entire, what were they worried?
No, not the entire, they went to court. He took them to court.
And what's the court going to help?
I have no idea. What? The court will say, break the building, give back land. I don't know. No, I don't know. I'm playing out as far as the Shulchan Aruch. But he took them to court, and they decided to pardon themselves from this guy. They just assassinated him. Mela, that's it. Yeah. I say, they held like the Mabit in Mela.
What?
Shali. If a guy was killed over this court case, do you think the children are going to now continue this court case?
Yeah, but this is where the ashes not close. It's not the case.
So that's what happened. All right, never collide the light. And I said it's a shreish shayah because the ma'isa api Allah, he probably shouldn't have been misayeh them, and he had a right to be taina. So like I know, but the Rebbeinu Shem Masabit Kol HaSibus wanted, I guess, this outcome. So they. Yeah, did him away. I don't know. No, but Leida. All right.
Shai. So is that gymnasium still standing?
Yes. Yes, it's on Rehov Strauss. If you want, you can go down there. Yes. All right. Shai, that was the story. I don't know. Maybe it's like Gzela talking to that building. I don't know. Because to the extent that they're on Gzela property, I guess the edge of the building, the foundation of the building, whatever extends over, that chelik of the building is Lechere Gozel.
That's how it became his in the first place.
I ever became the younger man?
Yeah,
I don't know. Why?
They stole the whole thing. Maybe they stole the whole cracker.
From?
The Shem stole the whole cracker and sold it to him. It was never his.
I don't know. Stole from who? The Arabs?
No, the Arabs. Yeah.
This is, by the way, this is a raya. If you need a raya, chulida, you only have to be a Yudavid Lakrov to the Briskarov. But if I was to Briskarov, Galton, that every Tsiyayin is Becheskas, a Ritzeya. A Katainitza for Rav Amram Bloy. Rav Amram Bloy was one, was Zeke Tzadik Levrocha. Because of him, it became this musik in Eretz Yisrael that they closed streets down on Shabbos. How did it start? It started by Kikah Shabbos. That's what's called Kikah Shabbos. Ramblai on Shabbos, so he's going to lay down on the street in the middle of the intersection, and then everyone's going to have to stop. And they came and he got beaten up by the police, and he did. He was thrown into jail. He did this midday Shabbos b'Shabbat until they got sick of the whole Maisa, and they decided for once and for all to just close the street. It's just easier to deal with. So the Brisk Rav got tainis on the Ramblai. He called him a tzayoni. Rambam blazed at the end. I remember it was a mamish antith. The whole opposite end. He said, when you're lying down in the street, what's main there? That they're not going to run you over. Means you believe that Tziyani is not a Retzeya. You're a Tziyani. Because I hold that every Tziyani is Becheskas a Retzeya. And Mekanish Vizin, maybe they'll run you off with two. Priskarava. This is a Raya. Mudafaraya. The Raya. The Priskarava is Glen Garach. So the Reitzchim. All right. Shame. That's the Maisim. That's the story. Let's go on. Let's continue. It's running out of time here. But let's just Chabrain Abyssum. The next.
I think Rav Amram said that it was the Pshat is it's like Pshat Shemad. Pshat Shemad, the most nefesh. It's like Shemad Shemad. Somebody has to stand up for Shabbos.
I have.
So no, and Rav, he was ready to get killed for it.
You mean they made a chayka here? All right.
No, it's like a shasas mamash.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. I don't know where Rambam's tshuva. I didn't hear. I just know that Brisker Rav's tying of him.
No, I heard stories about him. Like, they once took him on Shabbos on a Jeep, and they were going 40 miles an hour, and he jumped out. Doesn't want to drive. And what's good? That's Mamash HaSakana. So obviously, he held that it was a.
Could be Chal Hashem, right?
Shmad.
Uh-huh.
Like a shasa,
fine, okay. Dvarav, fine. I'm not one to take sides between two G'day Le'aylam, Tzadik Eilam. I'm just telling over the story the way it is.
No, I'm saying there's no machlaikas.
I'm saying, you want to make another machlaikas, I hear. But Rizkar of a guy had tainis. So I don't know. All right, Shane, let's go. Sit base. Hagoyza pachas mishavar puto. If somebody steals pachas mishavar puto, even if he's over Naveh, he's over this Issa, because, like we said at the beginning in Shin Tes, because you're over the Raisa, even Abakash Abruta, because Kati Shi is awesome in Atayro, still, Einu B'teris HaShava, you don't have a Chiva Shava, because a Chiva Shava is only if you have a Shava Bruta. Abakash Abruta is not considered Momin, and Mamele, you don't have a Chiva Shava. All right, let's cap around one more sif. Gozal gimel agudais. If you steal three stalks, shavais shloisha prutis, so three stalks were worth three prutis, each one is a pruto. Vahuzlu, and now they went down. Varei shloshtan shavais beis prutis, and now the three collectively is only worth two prutis. So far, right now, still you have a chiva shava because you have two prutas worth of gzeila in your hands, you got to return. Then what do you do? For some reason, v'igzalo ishtayim, and you only return two of them. So now he's left with one. So now the one that he's left with is only worth two-thirds of a shava pruta. Right? What's the halacha? Chayev lahangzi hashlishis. He is chayev to be returned this third one too, even though it's worth less than a pruta. Hoyel of itchilasa haise shava pruta. Since at the beginning it was worth a shava pruta. Let's see, Asman, Sivkot and Ches. Shalosh Agudas.
If not, he wouldn't be a
Chiva Shava. Because like Siv Beis, you steal Pakhla Shavar Puta, even though your Chulul, the person did an Avera, but he can't make a Shava because it's Pakhla Shavar Puta. Let's see, it's massive cotton ches. Shalosh Agudas Shavar Shavar Gimu Putis, the Kol Shekain, Im Gazal Echad Shavar Puta, the Hozla. So, the Machabe gave you a mashal of three when went down to two prutas. Why don't you, like the Siv Beis, he stole something worth a pruta, and now the Huzla and it went down. Still the Tzarech Lash of Isa, Idomeh, Shavar Pruta, the Moshe Isa Matchila. So why did the Machabe jump to a whole new case? Well, just continue with Siv Beis, the same case. El Rabusa Nokia Gimel Agudis, Ava Gav the Krakim, Mitzis Ashava B'mashik Zishtayim, even though he already was Makayim somewhat of Ashava, because he already returned two out of the three, and you would have thought that since he already did that, Shein Yaitz of the Mitzvah, and now he's left with Pakhla Shavar Pruta, he won't have to give it back. He's still going to have to give back the third. Kain kos v'atesis v'atur saim v'zeh. Because the lechon of a kosh again, im gazel beiz agudu shavish shnei prutis, v'huzlu v'amdu al echod, v'igzeloi echod, sh'tzorek lakzeloi gam ha'sheni, sh'yolei kiyim mitzvah shavah klal. Because in that case, when it was two and went down to one, and he returned one of them, so he's returning only a half of pruta. He started off with two prutas, two for two prutas, and went down to one pruta. So kumtais, each one is only worth now a half a pruta. And now he returns one of them. So he only so far returned a half a pruta's worth of value. So he wasn't even kind any of the mitzvah shavas akzela yet, because he didn't get to a pruta yet. In order to get the mitzvah, you have to have a shavar pruta's worth. So therefore, sure, he's going to have to return the second half, the second one, that means it's worth another half a pruta. So together you'll have your pruta, and together you makayim a mitzvah hashava. All right, that's the mechaba. That's really the next sif, which is Gazel Shtayim Shavas Prutas Vigza Akas Ava Pichak Zeila Enkan Mitzvah Shavas Zeila Enkan as well. All right, I think we're going to stop here. The rest of Shin Tzamak deals with Shini Kaina, which I think we're going to skip. And Belin Eder, next week we'll go weiter. Oh, sorry, you're right. Next week is Purim. I wish everyone a Freilichim Purim. It's Belin Eder. In 2 weeks from now, we'll Belin Eder continue with a future simon. All right, Agutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.